Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4. Thank you for coming to the house of God tonight. Seating yourself, I pray, in order. In His sight and in His care. I'll begin reading in verse number 19. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up from before us until we were gone over. So all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight, if God will help me, on how shall we get across? How shall we get across? I've never lived in a more troubled time than I'm living in tonight. For the people of God, there's perplexity on every hand. God's people that care are full of tears and wonderings about what's going to happen next. Never have I seen as much divorce, as many preachers going bad, as many churches torn apart, as I'm seeing tonight. And I have to keep reminding myself that it's all in the process of the child of God going from here to yonder. But oh, there's a wonder in every child of God's heart from day to day when trouble comes to you. How will I get across? The same thing happened here to these people of God. This bunch that I read to you about had not remembered the Red Sea. Everyone that had crossed that crossing under the dividing of the waters by the hand of God were gone because of disobedience. And the young uns that is raised up didn't know about God's power to part the waters and let His children through. And Moses is gone. And as soon as they touch the other shore, the manna's going to stop. And they'll be wondering how they're going to make it. So God, along the journey, has provided a hardship that He might show these people that the same God that touched Mom and Daddy and Grandpa is still alive. Hallelujah, young'uns, tonight. I'm here to tell you, by the direction of God, that Jehovah is not dead, but lives in 1998. Let the presidents lie and commit adultery, but there's a little group going down through this world that's precious in the eyes of God, and He'll change the course of rivers if He has to, and to feed us and take care of us. Praise His holy name. 2.5 million or so Jews right in the path that God had mapped out for them from eternity. You can't stop God's people when they're in the path that God's got drawn out for them. We get nervous and sidestep and go in directions we ought not to go But as long as we can take this book and say we're on the route where God put us, well, to keep marching with our heads up and say the God of heaven that brought Israel across is still in heaven's business tonight, and He'll help us, praise His name. I'm about to have a shouting fit, and I'm just getting started. I'm glad, thank God, that there's a way across the river that the world will never understand. They wouldn't have understood in that day, and they won't tonight. But thank God, Christian friends, God will help us across. Old Jordan swelled out of her banks. I guess the Lord swelled her up so He can make the miracle even look bigger. Now, if you ain't careful, you'll think the devil's stirred everything up, you know, and give it, but it just may be God laying something across your path. So when you get through and look back at it, you'll say, my God, what a God. That you'll say, oh Lord, what a Lord. That you'll say, Lord Jesus, what a Savior. That He's still in business. And to bring us through hospitals and funeral homes and graveyards and cancer and heartache and sorrow. What a God we've got. I know of a lady that hated them black people. Had some living over in the next yard. And she'd clean out all the chicken houses and take it and throw it over in an old black woman's yard. All the refuse of the yard she'd take and throw it over there. One day, that lady, that rich lady, fell sick. Hallelujah. And by and by, the knock on the door. And there's that old black lady. And they wouldn't let her in, but they said, what do you want? Said, I brought you some roses. And they said, oh, what roses? Took them to the bedside, and that woman said, Lula's grown some roses. Said, ask her where she got them. And she went back and asked her, and she said, I growed them where you had cleaned out the chicken houses and thrown them on my land. What a God we got. Well, God will take the refuse of the world and grow roses around us and let us march through. Hallelujah in victory. Look here, old Muddy Jordan. You get ready for something to happen to you today that's never happened before. There's a little group coming down through here that's going to disturb you. Hallelujah. Look out, fishes and crawdads. If you want to see God's people, you better get upstream. God's fixing to cut the water off and let His people through. Thank God tonight He's able. He's able. He's able. Amen. Said, God's men, get on the load now. Said, we're fixing to make a crossing. Won't you to march out front? Hear this, old preacher, God's men tonight. I'm a doing right here tonight what I've birthed in this world to do. It may be ragged, but I'm right in God's path and on the map where He put me. And I'll preach. When He gets done with me, He can take me on like He put me on. But while I'm here, I want to declare He'll see to me and you if we'll stay with Him. Whoop, hallelujah. I see them priests get on the load. No fussing, no cussing. Just walk out in the water. Thank God, they ain't no use of me getting mad at you and fussing. I've got too much work to do. Thank God that'll keep me busy from now on. Hallelujah, God's appointed me. You can get mad at me if you want to. As a spiritual leader, I ought to preach the Word of God. I ain't no better than you are, but I'm different. If you're not a man of God, thank God there's some leaders that ought to be revered according to the Scriptures. Marched out in the water. Great God, I see her back up. The Bible said all the way to Adam. You think God can't do business? Hallelujah. Oh, Jordan's stormy banks. I stand and cast a wishful eye through Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound. Remember, said he. I am bound. Oh, let me say it again. I am bound for the promised land. And I am bound for the promised land. Oh, oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I see them men of God back up out there, that ark on their shoulders. I guess they stood with their back to the water, that would make the devil mad. Instead of standing and looking at it and saying, oh Lord, it's liable to fall, it'd make the devil mad if you'd stand and turn your back to the water and say, Lord, I trust you. Thank God, what if we'd have parted it for? He brought it back in on the Pharaoh's people. He won't bring it. Hey, I want to tell y'all something tonight. They didn't have to cross Jordan but one time. And thank God there's some troubles in your life. You march through in victory. You'll probably never have to cross it again. Hallelujah. Let's see him get out there and say, oh, preacher, would you motion them on for me? Would you tell God, young him, come on, it's all right. You left me afraid of folks are destroying this Bible. I know all the revision committees are out there. But God's powerful enough, thank God, to keep His directions down here. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. Just read and preach the blessed book, the same Bible that got it to us. So keep it in our hands in the pure form He wants us to have it. Thank God. Hallelujah. When the lights go down low, when the children are all crying and saying we don't want to serve God no more, when they're all dressed like a double witch is out of hell, come on, children, and let's serve God in truth and in spirit.
Thank God.
Woo! Lord, I see that bunch of coming. That ragtag bunch of Jews. But I'm going to tell you, they had some stuff they brought with them. They wasn't empty-handed. Thank God, just before they left out there, He made them Egyptians fall in love with them Israelites. Did you Bible readers know I'm telling you what's right? The Word said He gave them favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. And they started going to neighbor's house and said, I'd like to buy your watch and your ring and all the gold you got. And they said, why, sure, have it. And take some more with you if you want to. And thank God they left out of there and left them that bunch desolate. Thank God when we leave out of here, we'll take everything with us that's worth anything at all. We'll leave this world desolate. And I ain't sorry. Woo! Hallelujah! I tell you what I'd do if I was you. If I played a banjo and a honky-tonk and got saved, I'd pray over that thing, lay hands on it in the morning and bring it in church and play it for the glory of God. I wouldn't say that's one of the devil's things, wrap it around a tree. I'd take her and bring her on into the promised land with me and use it for His honor and glory. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. I'm so glad tonight I'm His messenger. Thank God He's given me the privilege. I'm going to walk in this country and praise His name and sing about Him and tell the story that the same God that brought Grandpa through will bring me through. The Lord's a stroke in my heart, Brother Larry. Thank God. I'm a feeling rich. Hallelujah. I'm a feeling rich, I tell you. I'm in God's crowd. Why, glory to His name. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Who cares about the rivers? Who cares about the hospitals? Thank God, the Lord God of heaven, that made the sunshine and put the stars in space. He's still in Holy Ghost business tonight. Hallelujah. I love Him for what He is. He's mine. He's mine. And I'm His. Woo! Holy is the Lord. My God, my God. I'm awoken with God's people. There is no other crowd. Don't talk to me about that political outfit of being politically correct. I'd rather be God correct and march where He wants me to. I had me a rat rich stolen a while ago. I see him people start across. Them old priests holding up that Ark of the Covenant. Wasn't no empty box, by the way. Thank God. What I'm standing up under tonight, it ain't empty. It ain't no stick. It's got a flag on it. Thank God. All painted up with the kingdom colors. Hallelujah. I look back across there looking. I see a couple of men coming. Carrying a box. A big old crate of a box. And something in it to rattle. Them priests said, hold on a minute there. Old friends, what do you got? They said, Joseph's bones. Hallelujah. When he died back yonder, I thank God in Egypt. And they embalmed him. He said, when you go out of this country, he said, I want you to take my bones with you. Hallelujah. You say, why'd he want them to? He didn't want to be resurrected and buried and brought to life again down there in an ungodly graveyard. I thank God he wanted to be up yonder. I'm in his grave among his people. Thank God I don't want to be buried with the drunks. Hallelujah. I want me to put me down right where I've marched in the army of God. Well, hallelujah. In that box on their shoulders, the old tables of law, despised and rejected. But it's real, friend. I said it a while ago. You can mutilate it, try to tear it up, stomp it out. They've done her down through the ages. Just like they have the people of God. Hallelujah. You can't get rid of it. If you're in one of them division committees, you might as well quit. You ain't going to get rid of the Word of God. My, how the Lord took care of His youngins. I've got a boy, a Christian. He goes to my church and he's a teaching Sunday school. And in another church, him and his wife had joined the church and they got married where she belonged and they put him in a Sunday school teacher. And I said, Lord, I want to hear my boy teach. Would it be asking too much? I'd have let me hear my boy. I'd say something standing up in front of the class. And they called me one day and said, we want you to preach a homecoming service. And I said, could I preach at my place first? And come on and say, yeah, we'll wait for you. We won't eat until you get there. And I got there and Sunday school is going on. And I thought, well, it'd be abrupt for me to walk in. And my boy teaching. But somebody come out and open the door. And God, let me catch this on the wind. I heard my boy say, and God carried them about on wings of eagles, and the door shut. And I like to have a going home fit. I said, hallelujah, he's got that much right. Thank God he's a carrying us about on wings of eagles. Hey, I'm not dragging in the mud. I thank God in the filth of this world, and they're not getting me down. I'm on wings of eagles. Thank God headed across the river toward home. Y'all scared? Doesn't water looking bother you? Some of us scared to death and get up in the pulpit and frog at the mouth and fight and talk about the water so high and the meanness of all them sharks in the water paying no attention. God's hands in it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God, I'm grateful. He's in charge tonight. Now you hear me. Of a promised land, ain't him. I'm here and you're supposed to be in the promised land tonight. I thank God that every once in a while you'll have a war and have a battle. But the same God that crossed the river, thank God, and brought His children across, thank God, He's still on the throne. Don't you notice this? That old ark signified the presence of God. That is right in it. I mean, where it was, that's where God was. And I got to looking. Now you better get this. I got to looking, and before they ever got in there, the ark got in. And it was the first thing in and the last thing out. And I know, thank God, that every trouble I have, God will go in before me and kick the snakes out of the way. I thank God and keep me safe from harm. All I have to do is walk through and say, excuse me, trouble. Excuse me, heartache. I'm heading on to the promised land. Thank you. Praise His holy name. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.